I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon protests get close to the two-month mark, and the team approach works wonders in Middle East ministry. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Protests in Lebanon finished their seventh week with no end in sight. The unrest shut down the capital city of Beirut. Although the prime minister resigned at the end of October, since then, little has changed. Pierre Husni is executive director of Horizons International and says this is the problem the Lebanese want remedied.
They know if they're able to clear out that ruling hegemonic elite, then they will be able to have a chance to rebuild their country and rebuild their country's economy. So the poor people and the middle class throughout Lebanon are making big economic sacrifices right now to shut down the country just in order to smoke out these political elites, because they feel that there's no other way. And if they fail right now, then their hopes will be dashed for the future.
Even amid massive protests, encouraging things are happening in Lebanon. Husni's prayer has been for the Lebanese to be more open to accepting Christ, and it's happening.
As recently as last week, we've been getting reports from our church partners here in Lebanon that a lot of new families of Lebanese people have come into the evangelical churches as a result of the turmoil.
Please pray for these families and learn more at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, technology provides greater global connectivity, efficiency, and access to new information. It's also the gateway to data exploitation, invasive surveillance, and all sorts of cybercrime. It's good to understand these threats, but remember, technology and the World Wide Web are simply tools. Mark Kordick of the Alliance for the Unreached says they hold tremendous Great Commission potential.
We're responsible as biblical Christians to respond to the needs of the unreached, the ends of the earth. This age of technology, of collaboration, we can make a difference from where we're standing right now.
In his Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Some 2 billion people have never heard of Jesus or the gospel, and that number is growing.
The number of unreached keeps increasing with the world population. We're making the greatest inroads in the history of the church. But more people are being born versus the amount that we're reaching.
God may not call you to serve overseas, but if you have a smartphone, email, or Facebook account, you can help unreached people groups hear and see the gospel. Learn how to become a champion for the unreached at missionnews.org. And the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, or LSESD, works with the local church to offer the hope of Christ in the Middle East. Wissam Nasrallah, Chief Executive Operator for the ministry, describes its mission.
LSESD's role or mission is, first of all, to empower the church. We do most of our programs through the local church, so this is really our focus. We don't want to replace the church. We want to come alongside it, empower it in different ways so that it may be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.
LSESD operates through 6 different arms or programs that reach different parts of society with hope. These include the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, a publishing house, a ministry focused on at-risk kids, programs for vulnerable people in society, a competitive private school, and an organization for students with special needs. There are many hindrances to the work, but Nasrallah sees God at work in Lebanon.
But God has been working despite our weaknesses and our fears to show us the potential and to show us that God is greater than everything. And he wants us to be available, and he wants to work through us for his glory, for his name's sake.
Please pray that God would give LSESD leadership wisdom as they seek to follow Christ in an ever-changing social and political scene, and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. Again, that's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.